BBC, Holby City, starring Adam Astill as Dan, Jimmy Akinbola as Malik, Guy Henry as Hanson, and Leila Ruas as Sahira. Damage Control, written by Tarsin Guna.
Fraternising with drunken Irishmen's not a good career move.
You're right. You shouldn't be covering my back. It's not part of your job description.
I was dismissed.
No, don't even try it, my lazy friend. It's your mistake.
I think it's best if you leave.
You.
Keller, need a ward sister.
What are you doing?
My job, you?
Who's in charge?
Shut the hell up!
The consequence of this will most likely be your suspension and possibly your dismissal.
It was my fault.
No.
Yes, give me the warning. Not him.
You didn't know he was gay, did you?
Big poof, and I still whooped your ass.
A flash 4x4 truck pulls into the hospital car park at night. The man at the wheel looks unwell and grimaces in pain as he stops the vehicle.
No need to look so worried. Done hundreds of hip replacements. And these hands? Insured by Lloyd's. I'll see you at the other end.
Malik's watching.
Mate, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
I need a shot.
You've already had four.
I need another one.
Pain's that bad?
I might have overdone it at the gym.
Well, I've got surgery right now, but I could meet you at...
You don't understand.
I can't get out of the car.
What?
I can't move. My knee is on fire.
Where are you?
I'm outside. The car park. Oh! Hang tight.
I've got a dash. Something's come up.
What about
I'll be
Mr.
as quick
Cole?
As I can.
He's nervous enough as it is.
I know.
Malik takes in the scene as Dan races out of the ward. Outside, Dan rushes into the car park and finds his friend's vehicle. The man seems to be out cold.
Sean! Sean!
The car's locked and the engine is running. Looking round, Dan grabs a cone from some cordoned-off works nearby and smashes it through a rear passenger window.
Sean!
Hey, my hero.
Spotting a wound.
Where'd you get the cut?
Knee buckled. Fell off a treadmill. Like an idiot. Listen, just, you give me my steroid shot and I'll be on my way.
Mate, this looks bad.
It'll be worse. Just give me the shot.
The shot's not going to fix it this time.
Sitting at his desk in his office, Hanson is staring out into space with a solemn, melancholy expression. Slowly, he turns his gaze to his computer screen and puts on his glasses. On the staff records page of the Holby intranet site, he types in a password. He clicks on Sahira's photograph, then hides the screen when he hears the knock at the door.
Come in.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No more than usual.
An RTA is coming to AAU, 18-year-old, stabilised, but he has an aortic transection and potential abdominal trauma. He's booked in for surgery tomorrow afternoon. I wondered if we could pair up.
A leaking tear in the descending aorta, hoping to dazzle me?
Hoping to save a young man's life.
Fine. Put me in.
Thank you.
A wicked smile crosses his face as he watches her go. Looking again at Sahira's records, he scrolls down to a section showing disciplinary warnings and hovers his cursor over the delete option.
You want me to call Charlotte?
No, she's in France, you know, sister. Is all this absolutely necessary? I thought we said we'd wait.
It's just keyhole. You'll be up and out of in less than 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Malik's on the warpath.
Yeah, well, tell him to stuff it.
Well, I think I'll leave you to deliver that particular message.
I've known him since I was 11. I couldn't just leave him in the lurch.
Just hope Malik understands.
Thank Chrissy.
Yeah, I thought I'd introduce you when you were in less pain.
Appreciate it. You're not putting me under.
What do you think I'm going to do? Chop your leg off?
I mean it.
Don't worry, there are hundreds of keyholes. And these hands are insured...
I know, insured by Lloyds. But, nothing personal. It's just somebody else at the wheel. Same reason I hit blind.
We can give you an epidural. The no backseat driving.
Sean takes in deep, painful breaths. On Darwin, Hansen takes a seat at the nurse's station, then scrolls down a surgical list on a computer screen. The last procedure is the one that Jack requested Hansen to assist her on. Sahira and Greg appear.
How's Mrs. Kerrigan?
Her BP's a little hypotensive, 90 over 60, and her potassium level's 4.8. Looking a lot better.
So the digoxin worked. I thought it might.
Well, actually, we decided to give her IV amiodarone, and it seems to have done the trick.
We?
Guilty as charged.
We discussed Mrs. Kerrigan's post-op treatment plan fairly thoroughly, did we not?
Yes, but she had post-operative atrial fibrillation and the digoxin didn't seem to be doing much to help.
To be fair, post-operative management of patients following a CABG is a speciality of mine. I wrote a paper on it when I was at Trafalgar.
Anything else?
No.
As Greg and Sahira walk off, giggling together, Hansen turns his attention back to Jack's name on the screen.
Can I get a white balance on that, please?
So this is what you do all day, is it? You like being a mechanic?
Give or take 7 years of specialised training.
How's it feel working on a Ferrari?
I'd say you were more of an antique classic.
You're not far behind. Better watch out.
It's been really storming at the gym for it to get like this.
Never do things by half measures.
Still. Could have waited a bit.
Half the reason people join is because Sean Foster, ex-rugby kick-ass, owns the place.
Could hardly miss it. Your picture's splashed all over the walls.
Tastefully done.
Tastefully? Wouldn't be surprised if you had to put on the towels next.
It's a good idea.
Oh, you like the idea of men drying their nadges with your face, do you?
You might have a point.
The joint's shredded, but the infection's below the index of suspicion. Could be caused by anything, probably ligament damage. I'm going to trim the cartilage, give it a clean out. We should have you out of here in about 45.
Is he all right?
Malik's watching.
Can I persuade you for one?
Tonight.
A cheeky half.
Shabbily.
If that's the way you take it.
I'm knackered, maybe tomorrow.
Miss Shah, quick word, if you please.
Sure.
Suit yourself. Night.
Bye.
I thought it was about time we put things behind us. So, this whole black mark on your record business, I'm going to remove it. Clean slate.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And there's this. Connor Lane, 18-year-old RTA. Scheduled tomorrow afternoon. Needs repair of the descending leaking aorta and a splenic tear. I thought we could pair up.
But I haven't performed an aortic repair since...
I know.
And you think I'm ready?
I don't doubt your abilities.
Thank you, Mr. Hansen.
She looks up at him as he stares back fondly. Malik chases after Dan.
So, abandoning a patient minutes before surgery. Wow.
It was an emergency.
No, it wasn't. I checked his notes.
Why'd you do that? It wasn't your patient.
It shouldn't be yours.
There were no other orthos around. I had to take care of it.
Oh, come on. More like you couldn't turn your back on a mate from the old boys' club. All other patients back of the line, yeah?
I just remembered something. I'm a consultant. You're a registrar. Mind your own business.
Don't walk away from me. Look, you've just postponed a surgery for a 74-year-old man who now has to spend another night in pain and discomfort. Not to mention for a patient his age, the more stress he's in, the more dangerous it becomes. But, of course, I don't need to tell you that. Because you're a consultant.
Sean's been listening.
I want to take him outside.
Don't think it'd go down too well with HR.
Well, let me do it. I'll knock some sense into him.
Oh, there's enough testosterone flying around the ward today, thank you.
Chrissy. Sean, Chrissy.
Oh, Dan talks about you all the time.
Oh,
Less.
Shut it.
Bear's had some nice things to say about you too.
Bear?
Yeah, it's his nickname, rugby club.
Sister Williams, haven't you got some work to do?
I'm about to finish my shift. Go on.
Long story.
Don't ask.
I'll get it out of you.
Done all right there?
Can't argue with that.
Starting to get the feeling back.
I'll get some morphine for you.
You make it a double.
Nurse, 10 milligrams of morphine for Mr. Foster.
What time do you knock off?
I'll stick around for a while, keep you company. You big girl.
Night turns to day as the sky brightens above the hospital. Dan's woken in the on-call room by an alarm clock. It's 9 a.m. He slept in his clothes, and after sitting up, he steps back into his boots, as if on autopilot. Downstairs, Jack steps into the lift.
Hold the lift!
She holds it for Sahira.
Oh, I hope that's chocolate.
Sahira has a smudge on her jacket. She licks a tissue and wipes it off.
What? Nothing. I heard Spitwashing's making a comeback.
Well, I was in a hurry. I spent most of the night reading up on this aortic transection I'm performing today.
What?
Steady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's better already. You're a genius.
Please don't tell him that.
I've been telling him that for years. Finally, he gets it.
No, I'm one of your little old ladies with a dodgy hip.
Hey, don't knock him. Little old ladies are my bread and butter. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's almost as good as new.
Right.
Don't need him.
Call me overzealous, but I'd rather you would. Don't want to get me into trouble, do you?
She always says bossy.
Oh, a nightmare.
Which way are the stairs?
How about making it across the ward first?
Which way are the stairs?
Oi, vampire, I'm thirsty.
There's a jug of water next to your bed.
I don't want water, I want coke.
For the fourth time, I am not your maid.
Status update. Evil nurse being a cow again.
Permission to kill a patient. Do we have a form for that?
Oh, she's not that bad.
Oi, fatso, tell her to get me a coke.
Or she may be the devil incarnate. Either way, we have a sacred duty of care.
To handle the annoying overflow from the ED?
No, to keep her until her mother finally arrives to pick her up.
Oh, where is she?
Manchester, apparently.
So I'm a doctor, yeah? Not a babysitter?
I agree, it's probably not a role that comes naturally to you. But this is what you wanted. Whole place to yourself.
Vampire, are you listening to me?
Frida's phone rings.
Is that your blood bank calling?
Round the corner.
Thanks, bro, your bro...
Something stops Frida in her tracks, and her face falls. Hansen's approaching Sahira with two coffees.
Connor Lane was my case. Is my case.
After you left last night, the board informed me they needed a key performance review of the unit.
Well, it can wait.
By the end of today. Full review and analysis of cumulative data. It's in your job description, Miss Naylor. If anything, you should be thanking Miss Shah. She's doing you a favour.
How can I ever repay you?
Sorry about that. Thought she'd understand.
What are you playing at?
She turns and walks away. On the stairs...
We're going again.
Dan helps Sean.
Okay. Come on, one more.
No, I think that's enough for one morning.
When did you become my mother?
I'm serious. Give me a chance to catch my breath.
Don't humour me. I'll be breaking a sweat.
You've just had surgery, mate. Give yourself a break. No pun intended.
Bank's on my back again. Don't know how long I can hold them off all this time. So if I don't get back to the grindstone, it'll be just the excuse they need to take everything.
You thought about asking Charlotte's dad for a loan?
How's that gonna look? Can't take care of his daughter. Besides, then she'll find out how bad things really are.
You haven't told her?
Don't want her worrying. Anyway, Lee's gonna be fine. Right?
Of course it is. You're the man.
You sit this one out, Princess.
Think I can take this next flight solo.
Sean struggles upwards alone.
We're still waiting for your son's medical records, so in the meantime, is there anything we should know? Any allergies, medications? Any recent medical history?
He had his appendix out about 2 years ago.
Right, let's give him an IV of amoxicillin. We're going to be taking your son into surgery this afternoon. Is there anything else you'd like to ask, Mrs. Lane?
I'm always telling him to put his seatbelt on. I can't remember if I did this time.
Teenage boys aren't known for listening to their mothers.
But I should have seen the other car.
It's not your fault that a drunk driver decided to run a red light. We're going to take good care of him, OK?
Thank you.
I'm going to the wet lab. I need to practice.
Let me know when, would you? I'd like to observe, if I may.
On AAU, Mary Claire goes up to Sasha.
Have you seen Frieda? She's been gone ages.
I'm wondering the same thing.
Maybe I should check the morgue. She loves that place.
I'm here.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
It's all right, Mary Claire. I can handle this.
I need to take holiday tomorrow for 1 week.
You can't just suddenly jet off to a tropical island because you're having a bad day.
I'm not going to a tropical island. I'm going to Ukraine.
It's a bit short notice. Is it an emergency?
No.
I'm sorry, Frieda. With Chrissy gone, it's all hands on deck, I'm afraid.
Frieda looks stung. Sahira's practicing on a specimen heart.
Doing well?
Not well enough. The graft's not holding.
Now, take a breath. Try again. Take a breath, Sahira.
She pauses, then tries again.
Yeah. Good.
So, are you going to tell me why you stole Jack's case from under her and gave it to me?
Stole's a bit harsh. I thought you deserved the opportunity.
The opportunity to screw up an aortic transection again?
That was a long time ago. It won't happen this time.
How can you be so sure?
Even the most experienced registrars have their crises of confidence. It's how they deal with them that counts, of course.
So this is you getting me back in the saddle?
It's what I've always encouraged you to do ever since you were a nervous F1 with glasses and a line in chronic self-doubt.
We learn more from our failures than we do our successes. I believe I remember you drilling that into me.
And I'm touched you remember it with such alacrity.
I hang on your every word, Henrik.
They share a tender smile.
I'm all right. Use the crutches. I'll wrap them around your head in a minute.
Sean falls to his knees.
I'll get a wheelchair.
You do not need a wheelchair.
Let us be the judge of that.
You're not my doctor.
Mr. Hamilton?
Just take it to the bed, mate. There's no shame in it.
Reluctantly, he drops down into the chair.
Sean? I'll get some more practice in after lunch.
You don't want to over-rehearse, you know?
I'm not going to get through this on deep breathing exercises alone.
Something's wrong!
Connor is wheezing.
Throat swollen.
BP's low.
Small rash around the neck. It could be the amoxicillin.
What's happening?
We need some help here.
I think he might be going into anaphylactic shock.
Unhook the IV, change it for a bag of fluids, and we'll need hydrocortisone, adrenaline and chlorphenamine.
Connor! It's OK, Connor, it's OK. You've had a reaction to the antibiotics. We're going to get you sorted in a few minutes. Just try and take some slow, deep breaths, OK?
I just lost my balance, is all.
How much pain have you been in, Mr. Foster?
What's it to you?
I'm Mr. Malik, GS Registrar.
Registrar? Is that above or below a consultant?
How much pain?
Nothing I can't handle.
Really? Those weren't exactly fits of laughter you were making on the floor.
And you want to check that bedside manner?
I'd rather have a doctor with a lousy bedside manner than one who lets me cripple myself.
The stairs were my idea. He was just being a mate.
Three of you, calm down.
With all due respect, while you're here, Mr. Hamilton's not your mate. He's your doctor.
You can go now.
Not till I've had a look at that knee.
I told you, you're not my doctor.
And he shouldn't be. And you know that.
You can let him speak to you like that.
Stop acting like teenagers. Just let him look at your knee.
Malik glares at Dan.
It's all right.
Call microbiology and switch him to erythromycin and metronidazole.
You said he had an appendectomy 2 years ago. Did the allergy to penicillin not manifest itself then?
Don't blame me if you haven't done your jobs properly.
Well, without his medical records, we're relying on you for accurate information.
I must have forgotten. It was the shock.
What's going on?
We were in an accident, darling. You're going to be okay.
Take it easy, Connor. I'm Miss Shah. This is Mr. Hansen. We're your doctors.
My fingers are right.
He's a pianist.
Ah. Well, your fingers are in tip-top condition.
What's the last thing you remember?
We're on our way to a recital. I had a performance. What happened?
Drunk driver crashed into your mother's car.
Mother? What did you tell them that for? I'm glad you're okay.
Connor kisses Annie's hand.
Knee's very swollen.
As it would be after surgery.
You think that's normal swelling after a keyhole procedure? In your clinical opinion?
Hard to say.
Temperature's 38.5. How are you feeling?
Bed of roses.
You don't look like a bed of roses.
Thank you.
This is serious.
BP's 180 over 100. Pulse is 103.
I think this might be something more than post-op complications.
I'm fine.
So you keep saying?
Something more like what?
Given the temperature, the BP and the pulse rate, and the fact that you are obviously not well, I suspect some sort of infection.
No, I cleaned out all the infection.
Well, there must be something going on. Have you done an MRI?
We've been treating this conservatively.
Yeah, well, you might want to rethink that treatment plan.
I'm not having another operation.
It's not up to you.
Yes, it is. I'm fine.
Darling, the other night you could hardly sleep. You were in so much pain.
Never sleep. Fine, I'm born insomniac.
The sheets were soaked with sweat.
You're exaggerating. Just one bad night, she thinks I'm dying.
Don't patronise me. I care about you. I'm starting to think I'm the only one who does.
An MRI might not be a bad idea, mate. Just make sure there's nothing going on beyond what I saw through the arthroscope.
Right. We'll get that organised.
Has this got anything to do with those steroids you've been giving him?
Is there anyone else we can call for you?
No.
Are you sure your parents wouldn't like to know that you're here?
Annie's all I need.
There's no need to look at us like that.
I wasn't.
We didn't do anything until he turned 16.
I really don't need to know any of this.
And by then, he wasn't even in my class anymore.
Right. So you're his teacher?
Was. He's in A-level college now.
And old enough to know what I want.
What are you studying?
Music theory, music history, and music practice.
Oh, well, it's good to have a broad range of interests.
He's very talented. Grade 8.
Well, thanks to you.
Nonsense.
The SATs are rather low. I think we should bring the operation forward.
Why?
The anaphylactic shock's exacerbated his condition. All right?
Oh, my God, Connor. I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were allergic.
It's all right. I'm going to be okay.
The little girl's checking her fingers.
Vampire! Vampire, my hand feels funny. You've been drinking my blood. Vampire, I'm talking to you.
See where the little brat wants?
She's not calling for me.
She's not calling for me either. You see a vampire here?
Mary Claire goes over to the girl, Rachel.
How can I help you?
You're not a doctor.
No. But luckily for you, I'm a highly trained and very caring...
I want a doctor. My hand feels funny.
Funny how?
Sort of numb.
Checking her fingers, Mary Claire goes back to Frieda.
I think you should take a look.
Finally, are you deaf or something?
Shut up and listen. If you want my attention, you call me Dr. Petrenko. And if the words of three syllables are beyond you, then doctor will do. Understand?
Yes, Dr. Petrenko.
Let me see your hand.
We need to bring Jack in on this.
We're not here to pass judgment.
It's got nothing to do with it. Look, if we're bringing the op forward, I won't have time for any more practice.
You don't need it.
His condition is deteriorating. God knows what I'll find once I'm in.
All the more reason we operate as soon as
with
possible.
With backup.
Miss Naylor is no longer available.
Well, then ask Greg. I know what you think of him, but you're wrong.
Your personnel file says otherwise.
He's a good surgeon.
He's a liability.
No, he's not. But I might be.
The whole hand?
No, just the fingers.
Why did you not say something before?
I thought it was just pins and needles.
I'll send you for a scan. How you did that?
Climbing over a wall.
You escaped from prison?
From school.
29 stitches falling off the wall.
There was broken glass at the bottom.
You hate school that much?
It's a private school. Everyone there's a dork.
Any other symptoms?
Feel a bit dizzy.
You bang your head when you fall?
Don't think so. Can't remember.
A small torch.
What are you doing that for?
To make sure your brain hasn't fallen out. You remember what day it is?
Tuesday.
Raise your arms. Look left. Look right. Your brain appears to be functioning. All right, I'll send you for a scan anyway, just in case.
You're gonna get me that drink now.
The vending machine is down the hall.
I can't go, I'm an invalid.
I'm not your mother.
Well, she's not here, is she?
Well, I'm not surprised you behaving like a spoiled brat.
You really think this is necessary?
Look at it this way. It'll keep the ball and chain happy.
My mission in life?
You got to ask. Any piercings?
Two in the nipples, one down there.
Oh, hopefully the giant magnet you're about to go through won't mangle them too much.
So much for being behind the wheel.
Dan steps away as the bed that Sean is lying on slowly moves into the pinkish-blue light of the scanner. Charlotte's waiting in a corridor.
It'll be about 45 minutes. If you want, you can wait at the cafe or there's the relatives.
No, I'll wait here, thanks.
My guess is the scan will show nothing's wrong and he'll be sprinting out of here within the week.
You're as bad as each other. You're both in denial.
It's a tough nut. He'll be fine.
You're only saying that because he's got you wrapped round his little finger.
Rachel returns to her bed with a fizzy drink. She knocks medication out of Frida's hand.
On Mr. Lavin, and I want to do an artillery.
You should be more careful.
You did that on purpose.
No, I didn't.
I should check your eyes then again.
Maybe you need to check yours, freak.
Frida knocks the drink over.
Oh my God! Crazy alert! Witnesses, did everyone just see that?
Right, let's calm down.
I'm going to sue you. My mum works for a solicitor. Just wait until she gets here.
Okay, Rachel, let's pop you back into bed, and Dr. Fatso will get you another drink.
Dan's studying the scan results.
The infection's not only in the knee, but a calf muscle too. See the swelling? We need to get him into theatre. Decompress the muscle as well as the joint.
Okay. We'll do another keyhole, deal with where the infection originated.
Dan, it's spread too deeply for that. You need to open him up.
Not if broad-spectrum antibiotics reduce the infection.
And if they don't?
It's his decision.
So you're copping out.
What's that supposed to mean?
If this was any other patient, you'd be recommending surgery, right?
What is it with you two? Is this some kind of male bonding ritual? If it is, I wish you'd get over it and give me some peace.
Fixing Dan with a piercing gaze for a moment, Malik takes off and Sean is wheeled back onto the ward.
Here you go, Rachel.
She just raises her hand distractedly in thanks, concentrating on her phone. To Frida.
What's going on?
Nothing.
If it gets back to Hansen that you went ballistic at an 11-year-old girl. Come on, Frida, talk to me.
No! I can't believe it.
Rachel bangs her phone. She sobs as Frida takes it from her, and she and Sasha watch a video of her fall while her schoolmates laugh at her. Frida glances at her with concern. Connor's looking at his mum's number on his phone when Annie appears.
How are you feeling?
We said hurry up. I want to get it over with.
Right, we're going to start prepping you now.
Is it dangerous? this operation, could I die?
Of course you're not going to die.
Could I, though?
Like all surgery, it does have its risks, but in our capable hands, I'm confident that you'll be back performing recitals in no time.
How confident?
Couldn't be more so. Think of us as surgical virtuosos.
I'll see the two of you after surgery.
Do you ever play music while you're operating?
And some do, yes.
Do you like classical piano?
I'm partial. I'll see what I can find.
Connor looks up at Annie with a worried expression.
Maybe I should call my parents. The last thing I said to them was that I never wanted to see them again.
It was the last thing they said to you too, don't forget.
I know. They say that a crisis can bring people together.
Or tear them apart.
She squeezes his hand.
Right. See you on the ice.
They don't understand what we've got between us.
A porter's handed her Connor's phone. Hansen walks out and finds Sahira watching a video of the operation on a computer screen.
So, have you arranged backup?
Sahira, trust me, trust yourself.
Yes, but if it goes wrong, he could die.
Well, every day we hold life or death at the tips of our scalpels. This is no different. Something else I used to say during our glory days.
Is that how you think of them?
Yes, don't you? Anyway, I used to say that the only difference between a good surgeon and a brilliant surgeon comes down to nothing more simple nor more difficult than the ability to summon...
Courage.
It's not just on my phone. It's everywhere. All over Facebook, everyone's making comments.
Who's everyone?
Girls at my school. Said I could be in their gang if I walked the plank.
Are they pirates?
Don't be stupid. It's the plank outside my school, balanced over this skip.
So, this is how you hurt yourself?
They said everyone had to do it.
They lied. They were just making fun of you.
I suppose you think it's funny.
No, I think they're sad little girls with nothing better to do than pick on somebody else.
Everyone picks on me at that school.
Can't you go to another school?
Mum says it's one of the best. Spends all her savings on it. She'll be really upset if she knows I hate it.
So you suffer alone. That's not very good for you.
How would you know?
My dad died this morning. He had a heart attack. So I think maybe if I don't tell anybody, it hasn't happened. Maybe I can pretend that everything's fine. But I can't. And neither can you. Okay?
Mr. Malik will make an incision along the underside of your calf from here to here. Hopefully no more, unless the infection spread further than we thought. While he's cleaning out and decompressing the calf, I'll be doing the same to the knee.
I thought you said I'd be fine.
You will be.
Well, why should I believe you?
We'll start prepping you in a minute.
No.
What?
No, I'm not doing it. Just give me the antibiotics. See how we go with that.
That's not my recommended treatment plan.
Come on, mate. This is me. I can fight anything off.
He's not your mate. He's your surgeon.
By the time I dislocated my shoulder playing Scarborough, it didn't stop me kicking their asses, did it? Didn't stop me one bit.
We could put you on a course of broad-spectrum antibiotics,
no.
But...
No.
Whose knee is this? Yours or mine?
But if the antibiotics don't work, that makes surgery more invasive and more dangerous.
Why have we ever run away from risk?
All right, this stops now. I want you to leave.
What do you do?
I want another doctor.
What difference do you think that's going
to
make?
If you want to sit by his bed and give him some flowers and grapes and reminisce about your triumphs on the pitch, then be my guest. But you are not treating my husband.
Malik and Chrissy are watching from the nurse's station.
All right.
He strides over to Chrissy.
Could you page the on-call ortho for a consult? He's all yours.
What's that?
These are the results of your scans. Now, your head's fine, but there's some nerve damage in your hand just there. That's what's causing all the numbness.
Is that serious?
No, but we have to perform an operation to correct it.
It's a minor procedure. It's nothing to worry about.
Will you have to put me to sleep?
Yes.
Will you be doing it?
Not me personally. It's on my area.
Have you heard anything from my mum?
Well, we know she's on her way, but the sooner we do this, the better.
I will check in on you while they're fixing your hand. And we'll keep an eye on your things.
My dad died too. When I was little. Hardly remember him. I'm sorry about yours.
Mr. Levy, can you come to the treatment room, please? It's urgent.
When he's gone, Frida goes over to Rachel and gently holds her hand. Sahira and Hansen are working on Connor in theatre.
The kidney's too damaged to be repaired. I'm going to have to remove it.
Let's hope it'll be the worst of his troubles.
It will be, I'm sure. Clamps, please.
I know what I'm doing.
Then explain it to me, please.
I've got to get back to work.
I'm the boss. You can take a few weeks off.
No, I can't.
What?
Business isn't good.
What do you mean?
That new workout complex down the road is taking all the customers. My name's not the draw it once was.
How bad?
We could lose everything.
So this explains why you've been pushing yourself so hard.
I'm doing it for you.
Don't you dare put this on me.
I want the nice house, the nice cars, the holidays.
No, I want my husband.
Dan was just supposed to keep everything in check until I could get the bank sorted.
Dan knows about this. So it's the two of you together. Keeping it from little wifey. You didn't want me to worry my little head off.
Uncle Arthur will be here in about an hour. In the meantime, are you sure there's nothing I can do to knock some sense into your thick skull?
You want to watch your mouth.
Why should he? It takes a thick skull to keep working on a busted knee with nothing but painkillers and steroids to keep you from collapsing.
Steroids?
Yeah, from his best mate.
Dan's throwing some hoops outside when Chrissy comes to find him.
So, you're going to talk to me? Or do I have to drag it out of you? Dan, what's wrong?
Nothing, Chrissy, nothing. Hey, rugby boy, want to tell me about the corticosteroids you've been giving your mate for the last 18 weeks?
In theatre, the kidney is placed in a dish.
Right. Over to you.
Scalpel.
Sahira seems less than confident with the scalpel in her hand, and she glances up at Hansen, who smiles back. Outside.
What would you have done if it was your mate?
I wouldn't steal drugs from the pharmacy.
I didn't steal them. I signed them out like I would for any other patient.
Still a bit dodgy, though, isn't it? Signing out drugs for a mate, wouldn't you say, Sister Williams?
This is what you call nothing, is it?
How many doses?
I'm not going to stand here and be interrogated by the two of you when I've done nothing wrong. Both of you, just leave it.
Nice going.
Chrissy walks off.
Look, you've been treating a patient off the records. Would there be nothing about corticosteroids in his notes?
He'd be loving this. But you can't wait to run to Griffin.
How many doses, Dan?
Four.
Four?
6 weeks apart.
No wonder his knee's infected. The steroids would have compromised his immune system. Did you even think about that?
Dan just shakes his head with exasperation and walks off. Sasha perches on the edge of the nurse's station next to Frida.
Why didn't you tell me?
It's a personal matter.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Look, of course you can have a week off. Go now.
I will finish my shift.
Frida.
We are busy.
Don't be ridiculous.
I said I will finish my shift.
Mary Claire, can you watch the water, please?
Dan arrives at Sean's bedside with some grapes.
I was going to get flowers as well, but was worried you'd get the wrong idea.
I'm not going to change my mind.
Listen, these steroids I've been giving you. Sean, you're right.
I'm fine.
He checks Sean's pulse, then finds his lower leg to be bruised and purple.
Oh, God, no.
My father had a work ethic. He never took a sick day. And he worked like a pig.
Dog.
What?
Worked like a dog.
I'm sorry. He's made sacrifices for us his whole life. For his family, for his children. He's never been very good at saying he loved us, but that was his way of showing it. That was the kind of man he was. He gave so that we could go to a good school, so that I could become a doctor. So I finish my shift.
Sean's on a gurney.
Surgery, please.
Mate, this is worse than we thought.
What's happened?
We think he might have necrotizing fasciitis.
What?
Also known as flesh-eating bacteria.
He probably caught it from the cut on his knee, and coupled with the fact that the steroids are weakening his immune system.
Oh, my God.
It would explain why I didn't see anything when I operated on him. It takes 8 to 10 hours for the infection to get a grin.
No, I've got to get back to work.
Sean, listen to me. If I don't operate on you right now, you are going to lose this leg, or worse. Do you understand? Get him prepped.
Charlotte's peering through the theatre door with fear.
Cut.
They place their implements in a kidney dish.
Graft complete. Moving on to the
left. He's hypertensive, 70 over 50.
He must be losing blood inside the thoracic cavity. This is exactly what happened before.
Well, take a breath, don't panic.
I need more access to attach the graft further up.
Sahira clumsily adjusts the clamp. In the scrub room of another theatre, a nurse knocks something over.
Watch what you're doing or get out of my theatre!
I thought I'd scrub in.
Dan looks nervous.
Just in the clamp. Hopefully it'll give me more space to attach the graft. Oh, God! The clamp's torn the aorta.
Stay calm, concentrate.
I am holding his bleeding aorta in my hand. How am I supposed to stay calm?
Dan's working on a large incision in Sean's leg.
Retractors.
He opens the incision further to have a better look at the damage.
Muscles around the knee joint are dead.
Let's hope he hasn't spread much further.
Forceps.
Malik watches as Dan cuts away some infected tissue. Sahira's panicking.
I don't know what to do. I need CT help.
Concentrate and think.
I don't know what to do with the clamp. I can't do it.
70 over 50.
Henrik, we need Greg.
Right, page Mr. Douglas, please.
Still dropping, 67 over 47.
Chrissy's assisting in Sean's op.
Muscle around the knee joint's so swollen, I can't see what I'm doing.
Take your time.
That's the one thing I don't have. Damn it! Paxton suction.
VP's falling.
Do we have blood available? We need 2 to 4 units. We need to extend the incision.
BP 55 over 40.
Aortic trauma, the clamp slipped. I can't seem to find the right slot for the clamp.
Right angle forceps and umbilical tape, please.
Yeah.
Whoa, where do you think you're going? This is your op. You can do it. Now remember, you just pass the tape round the aorta in order to regain control. You release the aorta with your left hand and clamp it with your right.
It could cause another bleed. If I do that, then he could die.
Take a breath.
Hansen studies Greg.
Now go for it.
She looks to Hansen, who merely raises his eyebrows.
And can we turn that music off, please?
Colour's returning to the foot.
Problems haven't gone yet. Have you seen this?
Necrotic tissue spread further than we thought.
Yeah, and we would have missed it if we hadn't opened him up. We're going to have to dig it out till we hit blood.
Scalpel.
Chrissy hands Dan a sterilised scalpel, and he shares a look with Malik. Greg, Sahira and Hansen leave Connor's operation.
Thank you.
You think? You barely needed me.
He could have died.
Well, that was always a possibility.
I shouldn't have been in there without backup.
If I don't push you, how are you going to achieve...
Please just give it a rest. Do you want to know something? Those glory days that you're so fond of were sometimes... They were a living hell. Having Mr. Hansen look over my shoulder, picking on every tiny mistake...
To shape you into the talented...
To shape me!
Help you!
And you have, and I appreciate it, thank you! But I don't need you watching over me anymore. I don't want it. I am through with being your special project.
Her words seem to have surprised her. And when she's gone, Hansen looks devastated. In the scrub room, as he washes his hands, Dan angrily kicks the sink unit. Malik is next to him and continues with his washing routine as if nothing's happened.
Is he okay?
Oh, yes, he's fine. He's been transferred to the high dependency unit on Darwin. You can go and see him there. And, you should know I'll be informing your school about your relationship.
But we haven't done anything wrong.
Well, that's not for me to decide.
Please.
You abused a position of power.
Rachel's arm is in a sling.
It's not numb anymore.
That is a good sign.
But it hurts.
Yeah, the pain will go with time.
I know. I'm not an idiot.
No, just a freak.
Mom!
Sweetheart.
Frieda watches from the nurse's station as Rachel holds on tightly to her mum and then shows her the video. Rachel's mum hugs her tightly once more.
Go.
Frieda smiles to herself. Dan is at Sean's bedside.
The infection spread a lot further and more deeply than I'd hoped. We had to remove muscle from your calf.
How much?
About 40%. You'll be able to build up strength on what's left, but...
But what?
You'll always walk with a limp, and there's still a chance you could lose the leg.
How much of a chance?
Well, it's too soon to say. We'll have to keep him under close observation. I did everything I could.
Including putting him here in the first place.
Sean... If I hadn't treated you, you'd have got the steroids from somewhere else.
He couldn't have injected himself, though, could he?
At least this way I could keep an eye.
Oh, thanks for that.
For what it's worth, I'm sorry.
Just leave us now, will you? Get out.
Tears seem to fill Dan's eyes as he walks away, and Charlotte entwines her fingers with Sean's. Dan takes a seat, as the gravity of the situation appears to wash over him. He's unaware that Chrissy's watching. Connor's room.
So, your operation went very well. We're expecting you to make a full recovery.
Annie's standing nearby, looking upset.
Sam, I'm going to be okay. You heard them. What's that?
A reference letter.
What for?
Your music college.
Why are you giving me that now?
Because
because I won't be around when you apply. I'm sorry.
You're done with me.
I called your parents. They're on their way. I promised I wouldn't be here when they arrive. They love you, Connor. And they miss you. And so will I.
She kisses him gently on the forehead and leans her head against his as she begins to sob. Annie shares a silent look with Hansen, and he watches her as she walks away. Sahira arrives at the nurse's station.
Sahira, you look like you could do with a drink.
I could, as a matter of fact.
Pint of Chablis coming up?
My shift ends in half an hour.
I'm going to give it a miss. I'm knackered.
I thought you might like to talk.
Okay.
Well, call me if you change your mind.
She walks away, and when she's gone, his smile fades. Hansen's on a stairwell when he spots Sahira outside. Taking out his phone, he makes a call, and when it starts to ring, Sahira searches her bag for her mobile. Seeing who it is, she lets it go to voicemail. Goes into the locker room to find Dan there. They each strip off their shirts, but when Dan goes to his locker, he slams the door, making Malik laugh.
You got a problem?
No. You? Look, I didn't say anything to Griffin, if that's what you're thinking.
Wouldn't give a damn if you did.
Then what's the problem? Because where I'm from, people usually say thank you when you help them out of a huge bloody mess. Instead, you look like you want to wring my neck.
Did you get off on this?
On what?
Acting the big man.
Please, I think you're confusing me with one of your rugby boys.
You swag around here like you own the place.
What? Because I won't keep my mouth shut if a colleague undermines the care of a patient.
Everything I did was in his best interests.
Yeah, today maybe. But your mate would not be in his state now if you'd done your job properly in the first place. You understand me? Oh, you want to play, do you? Come in, rugby boy!
After swinging a punch at Malik that misses, Dan lands one in his face, sending him flying against the sink. The two men struggle, but Dan gets the upper hand and forces Malik against some lockers, with his hands gripped fiercely around his throat. Suddenly, Dan's grip loosens. Their faces move closer and they kiss with an aggressive passion. Something changes for Dan, and with a look of numb horror and confusion, he backs away. Speechless, he clutches his unbuttoned shirt around his chest and hurries out. Malik's left against the lockers, looking dumbstruck. Hansen's at his desk in his office again. He clicks once more on the disciplinary section of Sahira's records, and after a little hesitation, deletes the written warning from her files. The process leaves him looking thoughtful. Chrissy's walking along a corridor in jeans and a jacket when Dan rushes up behind her and pulls her into a room. Kisses her in a frenzy.
Dan!
I love you. I love you so much. I don't want to wait anymore.
No, not here.
Please. I need you. I need to be with you.
He strokes her hair.
I love you.
I love you too.
They kiss once more, but tenderly this time.